Every day with Jesus. From confusion to confidence. Day 120. Hinds's feet on high places.
Bible reading from Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 18 to 19. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights.
That a transformation has taken place in the heart of Habakkuk. Now he no longer stumbles in the darkness of doubt and spiritual confusion, but leaps from one revelation to another with the sure-footedness of a deer. He walks on high places where others fear to tread. By climbing his watchtower and entering into a dialogue with God, and by listening to his replies, Habakkuk has learned and discovered so much that his soul is lifted above the doubts and uncertainties that once plagued his mind. The prophet began in confusion, but ends in confidence. What made the difference? Summing it all up in a single sentence, he saw that God was in charge of earth's affairs, no matter how things looked to the contrary, and he trusted him to do what was right. When we learn to drop our anchor into the reassuring depths of God's nature and character, and learn to trust him even when we cannot trace him, then we too will know the sustaining joy that Habakkuk experienced back there long centuries ago. If we believe in God, really believe in him, then we will not disintegrate when world events take a disastrous course, or when our newspapers tell us that society is falling apart at the seams. We believe in God's word, and therefore have inside information about the future that no news commentator, unless he is Christian, can possibly possess. Christ is Lord of history, and nothing can hinder his perfect purposes from coming to pass. So step out with confidence on the high places of life. God is the one with the last word.
Christ is Lord of history. Father, how can I sufficiently thank you for showing me the 10 steps which brought Habakkuk from confusion to confidence? Help me ever to remember them and thus turn theory into fact. In Christ's name I ask it. Amen.